This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Brady empty backfield, shotgun, time to throw, toward the end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski!
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate, featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back, world championships, 3 out of 4. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots are looking to rebound at home against the 5-2 New York Giants.
Third and goal at the Giant 5. Brady takes the snap, looks things over, fires to the end zone, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game, live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the Patriots Pregame Social.
Very happy to be here on a absolutely beautiful Sunday afternoon in Foxborough, Massachusetts. JetBlue Patriots pregame social. I want to introduce myself. I'm Paul Perillo, my partner Andy Hart. It's been a while. We haven't been able to join you for a few weeks now. We had the bye week. We had an unfortunate power outage here, Andy. It's nice to get back in the saddle.
We're like Jordan. We played baseball for a little while. Now we're back. Back to business. Three more titles on the way.
This is shaping up to be a very interesting game, aren't they all? But, you know, suddenly the Patriots defense and the Patriots in general had their little air of invincibility sort of questioned a little bit last week. And now there seems to be a lot of doubters. That's always a dangerous time for the opponent. And today that's the New York Giants. I think the number one thing heading into this game that we want to talk about is health on both sides. There's a lot of guys that are going to be missing, a lot of important guys that are going to be missing. We're going to get to that, obviously. Just to run it down. Wow, I'm the one that's going to be hacking most of this show, Andy. You can't be coughing.
It's going around. A lot of coughs. See, we're all under the weather. Talking about injury report.
We're playing
Paul
through
and
it.
Andy.
We're going to play through
questionable.
It. So I just want to run down real quick. It's been a couple of weeks. I know that most of our loyal listeners know the drill by now, but this is your show. This is your Patriots pregame social. It's the best way to tailgate and get ready for your favorite football team, and there's a lot of different ways you can participate with us. You can do so by calling us at 508-298-0398 on the Ace Ticket hotline, and you can also join us right here in the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios by emailing at webradio@patriots.com. And you want to be on that Facebook page and participate in all our polls that Matt and Kevin work very hard to get up there and change. We'll have 3, 4, 5 different polls during the course of the show today. So you want to check those out on the Facebook page. And you also want to give us a hashtag of PPGS on the Twitter feed, because Andy Hart really likes to involve Twitter, because he's become a little bit of a Twitter file after rebelling against the social media for the longest time.
Now you can't beat him, you join him.
Now he's embraced it. But one thing that we do like to do early in every show is check out the FanTab Index. So we're going to get to that shortly as well, because I actually usually scramble around when I say that. Are you already prepared?
I am always prepared. Two weeks off and I'm ready to roll.
Wow.
But more importantly, before we get to the FanTab,
okay,
I want to quickly, photos, send them in, webradiopatriots.com or via Twitter, the hashtag PPGS. We want to see your photos. It is a beautiful day if you are here at Gillette Stadium. Couple weeks ago, I questioned Paul for calling it Indian Summer. I'm not sure what the next one after Indian Summer is, because we've since had a snowstorm.
Unseasonably warm, all right? Did I insult anyone today?
But we get another one. We're in November, but it is, I don't know, mid-50s, sunny out there, beautiful day. I saw some very serious tailgates lining up out there, and I know some of our listeners from Patriots Football Weekly in Progress during the week are out there. Send your photos, webradiopatriots.com or hashtag PPGS.
And I do know that you know, we've had a lot of late games this year. We've only had 1 1 o'clock start. And I know that there's a lot of 1 o'clock games going on right now, one of which is of high importance, I would think, and high interest to our listeners. The Jets and Bills are going at it right now. But you want to make sure you have us going at the same time, because you're really not prepared as well as you could be if you're not listening to us heading into this Giants game. But what we'd like to do each and every week right off the top is check out the fantab.com. Patriots Index, because you had something interesting to tell me earlier, Andy. The Buffalo Bills, 100%
confidence rating. Must be the whiteout that's taking place at Ralph Wilson Stadium today.
So far, the offense is getting shut out.
Well, that's okay. It's white on white in Buffalo, and they got, average participation from their fans if they wanted to wear all white. But the Buffalo Bills online are getting full support from their fans. A 100 average confidence rating. It's actually risen 7 percentage points in the last 24 hours. So, you know, that positive vibe they wanted, the fans being an active participant against the Jets today in that big AFC East battle, the Bills in first place midway through the season, tied with the Patriots here. There's a lot going right in Western New York, and Bills fans are feeling it. Ryan Fitzpatrick got his new contract. Everything's rolling, except for the game today, of course. But as of right now, the Buffalo Bills have 100 average fan confidence rating, which puts them exactly 18 points higher than your New England Patriots, who are merely an 82 in the fan confidence rating. And that's actually risen 4 percentage points in the last 24 hours. So it was down as low as 78, which is...
That's C.
That's C range. If you're going to school, that's a C plus right now.
Unfortunately, I'm familiar with those kinds of numbers, Andy.
And I have to think that a lot of that has to do with you're averaging out an offense that's probably getting an A grade from people and a defense that's getting an F grade. And, oh, lo and behold, we got a C averaging in there. Fans obviously brought to reality, I think, a little bit by the defense last week. We thought for a couple weeks there it was getting better. You probably would have heard us talk about that last pregame social. Had there not been a power outage here at Gillette, we would have talked about, you know, the defense building some momentum, coming out of a bye, feeling
good. So in other words, we got bailed out a little bit?
Oh, yeah, because I would have been saying that. And that all came crashing down. Ben Roethlisberger spread them and shred them.
That's what he
Big
did.
Big time. 50 throws.
It was like looking
did whatever
in a mirror.
You want.
It really was like looking in a mirror. It was like watching the Patriots offense attack so many good defenses in the past.
It was a dominating 8-point blowout for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Only some mistakes by the Steelers and some red zone field goal forces by the Patriots kept it relatively close. And I think that's what you're seeing with this 82. But I would urge fans, if you're feeling better, and you should be, there's an NFC team coming to Gillette Stadium. One of those hasn't won since 2002. Patriots haven't lost two in a row since 2009. 19-game, I believe, home winning streak. Tom Brady has like a 31-game home regular season winning streak. There's a lot of reasons to believe that the New England Patriots can and will be victorious today. So go on to fantab.com, sign up, use your Facebook, your Twitter, or sign up an account, talk some trash with the Jets fans who are down a lowly 68 in their confidence rating, and get that Patriots rating. We like to do the power of the PPGS, right. See what we can do to this. Can we at least get the, you have Tom Brady, you have Bill Belichick, you have a great offense. Let's get this up near 90s. We know the defense stinks. No one's covering up for that anymore. The defense stinks, but luckily your offense is great. You can score points. Go on FanTab, show some confidence. Don't give up yet.
And Andy's check on the Patriots fan sentiment was brought to you by FanTab. FanTab, tracking fan confidence. And I think you're right, because I think when the Patriots beat the Giants today, and that's right, I'm saying it right off
all
the top.
All will be fixed.
All's going to be fixed. And that's
Except
the way
the
we
defense.
That's the way we roll. That we won't have any more, any less things to worry about, I should say, than we have right now. But these fans, and I consider myself the same kind. I ride the roller coaster at times, too.
Me, too.
You know, well, you ride it more so than most, but...
Just because I had them in the Super Bowl after they blew up Tampa Bay in the preseason and thought this defense had a chance to not only be competitive, but to be good.
And what was my comment to you that you still throw back in my face right around, I don't know, late second quarter of week three?
Tell me again why this team's not going undefeated.
That's what I said in the second quarter with a 21-0 lead against Buffalo.
And they never won again that day.
You know, come on now. They only lost twice since then. But I do feel like, You judge it very harshly based on the most recent performance, and I think that what people remember is not only, you know, the spread and shred that you just talked about, Andy, but it's who was getting shredded. You know, it was Kyle Arrington, it was Antoine Molden, it was Devin McCourty, it was Phillip Adams, you know, as your four cornerbacks. And out of those guys, you know, really only one guy has had anything invested in him, and that's McCourty. You know, the other guys are cast-offs and undrafted free agents. Your safety situation is just as tenuous with Ahedebo starting this week. He lost his job to Sergio Brown, who has started in the past and lost his job. Maybe this week Josh Barrett gets back out there. He was the original seat holder next to Patrick Chung this season. So I think that's what people are seeing, is all these moving parts in the secondary, and the pass defense isn't getting any better, and people don't think there's the talent to get better.
And that's why us positive people here in the PPGS look to the pass rush and the idea that back-to-back games, you've had Andre Carter with two sacks and Mark Anderson, maybe he gets back in there more regular downs and tries to go after the quarterback. Maybe you can get a little something-something that will take a little bit of pressure. I'm not saying the pass defense will be fixed. Just take a little pressure off that secondary. Maybe give them, you know, get your hand on a quarterback's arm so that a ball flutters. Maybe McCourty gets a pick and all of a sudden
and
you can
you
set
I,
something in motion there.
You and I both think that that's been a little bit better lately.
Yes.
It's been improving. So we have a lot of those kinds of things, X's and O's, that we want to talk about. But I want to go to Kevin right now, if I can get his attention.
He's busy watching games.
Because Matt and Kevin, as I mentioned right off the top, put a lot of polls together for the Facebook page, and we have one up and running right now. We want to check in with that.
Yeah, it's which phase of the Patriots defense needs to have a big game in order for them to win today?
All of them.
That's what I would say. It's pass rush, stopping the run, secondary coverage, and linebacker coverage. And so far, kind of surprising to me a little bit, is linebacker coverage taking the lead here.
Pass rush.
I think the pass rush would be the best way, but the linebacker coverage, I think, needs the most improving. So
really?
I kind of with the fans on that.
Yeah, but I don't know if you've been here for, 3 years or so.
You just don't think
why
it's
is the
happen?
Switch going to flick today?
Pass rush is in second place, Paul.
Linebacker coverage hasn't been good here since Teddy Bruschi
I think the
retired.
Best way to cover up all those other things would be to have the pass rush continue the steps that Andy just talked about with Andre Carter. Sean Ellis is a little banged up with a rib problem. He might be a game-time decision. I wouldn't expect Mark Anderson to step in and be a full-time player in his stead. Maybe a guy like Brandon Dederich gets the nod there, but maybe more playing time, Andy, for Mark Anderson, and that might give him more opportunities to impact the passing game. Because, as we know, you don't just throw the ball in passing situations, especially nowadays in the NFL. You throw the ball every down. So it's not like you're getting the most out of Mark Anderson just by putting him out there in sub situations. Maybe if he can get an increase in his snaps, you might get a little bit more pressure on the passer.
We're always interactive on the Twitter front, and PFW Eric Scalavino does a fine job over there. Taylor Price.
Wait, who was that?
Didn't I say PFW Eric?
Oh, and did you say Eric Scalavino?
I don't know. Who cares? PFW Eric
yeah,
on Twitter.
Kevin's nodding.
Working out on the field is Taylor Price stretching. He who was added to the injury report on Saturday with a hamstring injury, the same injury that's limited him at points. When was the last time he was on there? A week ago?
Are you, having a Fred, out of body?
I think he might have had a stroke or something just now.
Who, Taylor Price?
No, you.
Oh. No, I'm fine.
At least a seizure.
No, I think that would have been uglier. Would have been some spit involved. When was the last time he was on the injury report with the hamstring? A couple weeks ago?
Joe Hijami.
I don't know exactly, but he's been off for a while.
And
apparently, he's been off of it for a while.
Maybe during the walkthrough on Saturday, he re-injured that hamstring. He was added to the injury report. One of the interesting storylines of this game dating back to last Tuesday, because Bill O'Brien said they needed to get more reps for Taylor Price, and they were figuring out a way to do that in the game planning process at that point. Taylor Price spoke to the media later in the week, and then unfortunately when I was gambling and betting people that he'd have at least four catches for 60-plus yards, one of those people being Mike Giardi.
Well, you
got to
hope he's inactive
Sportsnet.
Now. If he's active, then you lose.
Right. But, it's been an interesting roller coaster for him. Some were hoping this would be the breakout day, get him on the field. Based on the hamstring addition, I'm starting to wonder if he'll just simply be inactive, and that gives them a good reason to have him inactive rather than just simply a healthy scratch. I'm not feeling as good about Taylor Price as I was about Wednesday, Thursday-ish.
Yeah, I agree, and I took the crack at the Taylor Price It's Time story. It's one of those kind of staples that we have maybe every, 6 or 8 weeks. Is it time for Taylor Price? I thought, based on those O'Brien comments, that this was the time. But unfortunately, I think it's going to have to wait a little bit. And I think you brought up something, Andy, that was interesting during your pregame stint on 98.5, the Sports Hub. I'm wondering if maybe the decision was kind of down to Chad Ochocinco and Taylor Price for, one spot.
And
the
not ready
roster.
To pull the ripcord.
And, I think you're right. If you do that with Ochocinco, it's time to make the release. You got to let him go because I don't think it makes a lot of sense to have him around if he's not going to be active. So I'm wondering if maybe that has something to do with it. I don't think anything necessarily would have happened significantly enough during a walkthrough. But maybe he's been dealing.
I'm not even sure you could pull a hamstring during a walkthrough.
Well, I'm not even sure I could find my hamstring at this point, Andy, but I think It's probably something that's been lingering. Maybe it's been healthy enough that he hasn't been on the injury report, but, you know, it might be one of those deals where he's been dealing with it all year. Hamstrings are tough.
Yeah, I mean, you go out there in that walkthrough, and you take one step, and all of a sudden it just pops.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm mocking it.
Yes, even I haven't pulled a hamstring walking. I've done it running, but not walking.
So I think that's interesting, that little subplot of the offense, the Taylor Price, when will he get his chance, and the Ocho Cinco,
right,
when do you pull the plug? Because to me, that's where that crossroads is. We know what Welker is. I have no doubt that Welker's going to be out there. I never did once he returned to practice this week after, you know, the neck injury suffered, as anyone could see on the PFW cover by Troy Polamalu twisting his neck. I had no doubts, really. I think he'll be out there. Obviously, Branch is out there. Your two tight ends. I will say I still have concerns about Hernandez, who's been on the injury report with the knee injury. I thought he looked hobbled last week against Pittsburgh. You know, he is a key part of your four receiver sets with the two tight ends, two receivers. And if he can't go, I think that's when this offense really struggles and really needs somebody else, one of those other guys, to step up. And if he's limited in any way, I don't know who they'll turn to.
Just want to remind people, the Ace Ticket Hotline is open and available. I'm waiting for Jeff's chime. Usually by now, Jeff in Vegas is giving us all the lowdown, so I'm looking forward to his
call.
Maybe
there's some late movement based on the Taylor Price injury on Saturday.
508-298-0398. And as I speak, the phone rings. That's the power of the
PPG
JetBlue Patriots pregame social. But we've talked a lot about all the injuries on the Patriots side so far, and they are significant. One thing that we didn't mention was there was an ESPN.com report that indicated, not that this is a big surprise, but Wes Welker is scheduled to play. According to ESPN.com, he has been cleared and he is ready to go. Barring any setback, I think the report said that he will be out there.
That's what you write in a report when you are just not 100% sure.
See, I always take it as that's when you're just throwing it out there and no one's told you anything and you're just saying it.
I think they are doing the same thing I did. I don't think they thought there was any shot in hell he doesn't play, and they're just writing it like it's fact.
You know, I don't like to.
And then if you're wrong, you just say, well, I said barring a setback, you must add a setback.
I don't like to so brazenly call people out, but that's exactly the way I.
I think they made it up.
It's exactly the way I interpreted that. It's really funny. You know, this guy, you know, we can hear you. You know, you got to keep it down in there.
My mic's not on.
We can still hear you.
We can hear you.
And we'd like some professionalism from our producer.
All right, fine.
So can you find a producer that's in any way professional?
I will.
No, I mean, I know you don't have it in you. You need to find somebody.
No, I know. No, I'll be on the lookout.
How'd the Jets get the ball back anyway? Didn't Buffalo just have it?
Yeah. Fitzpatrick threw an interception, and on the first play from scrimmage, Sanchez just fumbled the snap.
Oh. That's a great game they got going there, reminiscent of the LSU-Alabama game, which will bring it back to the Patriots, Andy.
Robert Kraft
on hand for that one?
In attendance on the sideline, and his second...
Spirituality, faith, and democracy.
His second LSU game of the year, I believe he attended it. LSU West Virginia, I think it was.
That was
earlier
correct,
in the year. So,
before the Buffalo game.
Interesting that Robert Kraft turning into a big college football fan on Saturdays. Must be nice to just have a private jet, zip down, catch a game, zip back to see your team.
It ain't bad. But, you know, Andy, I made the call out and it was heard because Jeff in Vegas is first up as he usually is on the Ace Ticket Hotline. Jeff, how are you?
Guys, how are you?
Tremendous.
I'm doing great.
What do you got? Where's the movement?
Interesting movement. First of all, a long time no talk. I'm glad the power's back on out there in Gillette today.
Yes, we are too. Although, I won't lie to you, it wasn't bad watching at home either.
No, I could get used to that.
So what do you got?
Yeah, got some good stuff. One quick point about these upcoming night games. It's going to be, I think, really interesting for the pregame social. I think we got the Jets and then even the Monday night Kansas City game.
Yep.
It's a little slightly distracting having to watch all these games during the social. It's going to be nice when that's, you know, first and foremost on center stage.
That's true. That's true. That Monday night, 6 o'clock social, that'll be fun.
Yeah, in fact, I might even have to offer through Kevin through Twitter to offer to buy lunch to hype that Thursday before the Monday night Kansas City game. So lock that one in.
Sounds like a plan. We'll pass that along to Kevin.
Right on. Super quick, as Paul alluded to, we're having a lot of fun on that Twitter feed. So just under, you know, hashtag PPGS. You can find me at JeffVegas12, and that is a lot of fun, you know, pre- and post-game.
That's right.
On to the lines. onto the line. It's been moving around. It's been New England. Started New England's minus 9, went up to minus 9.5, down to the minus 8.5 in some places. Total opened heavy, 52.5, dropped down to 51 by kickoff, and then you had the Giants plus 350 money line. Usually, guys, I have all the answers. I'm going to start with a quick question. Do lots of underdogs, when they cover the spread, end up winning the game outright?
No, I don't know.
It happens more often than you might think, Andy. And
really?
How can you, yeah, so that we're going to do a little educational segment here super quick. And so how can you take advantage of that? How can you capture the value if you have an underdog winning outright?
Do I have choices?
Begins with an M and has an
money
M
line.
And an L. That is correct. So that's why I keep harping on these money lines. If you can get a, you know, a deep underdog on the money line and they win outright, you get really nice odds.
Nice.
So just something to put in the back of our minds. So,
I wouldn't do that today if I were you.
Yeah, I'm not, Andy. And
okay,
that,
good.
I think, might bring us to the Jeff Smart Money Play of the Week.
The over.
We need to put a little open for this.
I like the Patriots in the over.
I agree, Paul. We're going to have to have Kevin tease this maybe from now on, especially. What am I? 52.5. With these injuries cropping up, with Bradshaw and Nick banged up, hopefully New England's going to run the ball a little bit. I might be leaning under the 52.5. Sorry, Andy.
Okay.
And then as far as the Giants getting 9.5, I love the Patriots. I love them on the bounce back, but this is Coughlin. Eli is streaky. We got the pass rush. If you remember back to the 2007 regular season finale, the Giants gave the Patriots all they could handle. So I just don't like New England right now blowing out anybody. They're going to win, but aren't they going to cover the 9.5? I don't know.
Yeah, I am. I'm going 35-21. That gives me the over. That gives me the win, the cover. Thank you.
All right, Andy. We'll touch base, I believe, Tuesday morning. So, Jeff Smart Money, I'm leaning under the 52.5, and I'm leaning towards the Giants and getting the 9.5.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jeff. I think the Patriots win the game, but I believe the Jets will cover that. I mean, I'm sorry, the Giants will cover that number. And I do, as always, look forward to hearing from you on Tuesday during PFW in Progress. Thanks, Jeff.
Absolutely, guys. Have a good one.
See ya.
So, you're going to have to take over for a second because I feel one of those little coughing fits coming
okay,
on.
Okay, well, I'll go to Twitter where PFW Eric, again, doing a fine job. Wide receiver slash return man. What are you laughing at back there?
Can't talk to
Julian me. Edelman.
Wide receivers on the Twitter.
I have a sore throat.
Yeah, but that doesn't prevent
Julian
you from
Edelman now on the field
me.
Warming up in game pants. Looks like he'll be active. Oh, I think that's a bold assumption by PFW Eric, but that's the kind of expert analysis you're getting from.
And just so you know, he's not the only one that made that leap. But I agree with you. I don't think that the game pants have anything to do with definitive in or out.
Because, you know, you can take those off when they tell you
right.
You're not playing.
Right. Now, I expect him to play. I don't think you sounds like you didn't when I was listening to you.
Yeah, I don't, actually.
I think they need some help in the return game, and I think he's their most consistent returner. Now, he hasn't been great. Certainly hasn't been great in that department, but I think, especially on punts, they need to get someone out there, and I think that he gives them the best opportunity. Do you agree or no?
I used to think that.
You still don't think he's? I think he's been somewhat disappointing on kicks, but I think he's been pretty solid on punts.
He's been okay on punts. He hasn't been as special. I thought he was
you just
developing.
Can't use the
into
same
something.
Terminology that I use, right? Because that would be agreeing with me, and then you don't want to do that.
Well, no, I thought he was developing into a really good returner. And really good returners, in my opinion, don't go quiet like he's gone a little quiet. But, you know, he's been banged up, and now he's got some issues. But I thought he was going to be special as a returner. He's not yet.
Well, yeah, I think you're being a little hard on him. I mean, you
expect
him special as in, like, you know, Devin Hester?
Greatest that ever played the game.
You know, I just don't
a guy who impacts game on a regular basis.
I think that what he does is that he's very good at is that he's very good at not avoiding as much as breaking tackles.
Yeah,
he doesn't let the first guy get him. Usually it's the second or third guy that has a chance to get him to the ground. We'll get him there. I think he's pretty good on punts. Now all that
I thought
said,
he was great last year on punts. This year I thought he's
I don't
left
think
something
he's,
to be
I don't think he's very good on kicks.
He's not.
And
they don't have anybody right now
kicks
who's
are much
good on
easier
kicks.
Than punts. Don't
they
you
don't
know?
Have anybody right now who's very good on kicks. So that's a lacking for this team right now. But maybe Ridley gets his chance.
I had mentioned that we talked a lot about the Patriots injuries. The Giants are dealing with a lot.
How many times are you going to call them the Jets during the show? Well, I don't want to be critical of me. I can't speak.
I haven't said Jets blue yet, have I?
But they're only up 3-0, so it might be appropriate.
The Jets blue pregame social. I don't think I've said that yet.
Yeah.
Kenji Jojima.
It'll be John Alam on the mound against El Duque.
But three starters did not make the trip. Bradshaw, their center, Boss, and help me out here with the
isn't it Bass?
I believe it's.
I think it's Boss.
All right.
I remember Kevin Boss. I didn't know.
I've heard people inappropriately say Bass, but I don't think that's right. I can probably check, though. I have the Giants
release. You're talking about Hakeem Nicks, too?
And Hakeem Nicks, which is the biggest of the three. Because, we talked about on PFW in Progress, Bradshaw is actually a blessing in disguise, I think, for the Giants. Not that he's not a good player. He is. But I feel if he were active and healthy, Tom Coughlin would find it in his way to insist that he gets 15 carries. He gets 15 carries pretty much every game. Well, I think that's about 10 too many against the Patriots. Maybe exaggerating there. I think the way to beat the Patriots is what Pittsburgh did last week. You come out, you throw the football effectively, and then you mix in some runs here and there when you're a little tired or you think you want to, maybe get the pass rush under wraps. To not have Bradshaw, I think, actually helps the Giants, but to not have Hakeem Nicks does not. He's their best receiver. He's a big play guy. He can go deep and over the middle. He can make plays for you. Not having him puts a lot of pressure, I think, on Mario Manningham.
What were the two options that we were going with on David?
Boss. Boss, as in B-O-S-S or Boss?
B-O-S-S.
So it's Boss.
Boss, yeah.
Okay. So not Bass.
Not Bass.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was going with. But he is their starting center, so that's a significant loss. We know all about that with Dan Copen being out.
Yeah, not if they're not going to try to run the ball. You lose your running back, you lose your center, don't run the ball. Spread him and shred him. Too bad you lost your best receiver, too. And that's why everybody, including Jeff Howe, wants Victor Cruz to blow it up here at Gillette Stadium, the future home of his former team. The UMass Minutemen.
My team.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you've had a lot of trouble speaking today, but you said that pretty well. Future home of his former team.
A couple weeks off. Sometimes you get a little rust after a couple weeks off. But I think the biggest one is Jason Pierre-Paul. He
Huge.
Banged into somebody Thursday at practice. Originally, it was a neck issue. Then on Friday, he was out with what was listed as a concussion. And now we're hearing that he's been medically cleared to play. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how you have a concussion on Friday and you're medically cleared a day and a half later to play professional football.
Yeah, they had a big game this week.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's ridiculous in this day and age to think that. I mean, we've heard plenty of people that were concussed that, the injury happens, you feel bad, then there's a day you feel better, then the next day you feel worse. I think it's irresponsible by the medical staff to put him on the football field if he was legitimately concussed.
Well, I would tend to agree without knowing any of the details. That seems to me,
no one knows any of the details. It's concussions. They can't, have not mastered, dealing with them.
I would say that's awfully hard to believe.
They just want to win the football game. And he is by far their best pass rusher this year. He's been the healthy one. Tuck and Umanyora have missed time. He's played both sides. Bill Belichick even talked about he plays the nose and sub packages. They move him all around the front. He made him sound very unique in doing that along the defensive line. He is a freakish athlete. One of the things I feared about him actually coming out was that he was a freakish athlete, that you were drafting more for that instead of his football prowess, because he, didn't play till late in his high school career, played at three different colleges, didn't even start till midway through his final season at South Florida. But, I was wrong. He looks like a pretty good football player now.
So we have a lot of X's and O's that we have to delve into, and I want to do some of that as well. We have a lot of emails starting to pile up. Keep them coming. Webradio@patriots.com. And, again, the Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. All lines are open right now. We have the emails piling in. We're going to be talking to Ralph Vacchiano from the New York Daily News in our opponent segment coming up at 3 p.m., so at the top of the hour. But right now, we're going to take some time to pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Browns! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed. Go Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Think you know more about the Patriots than Paul Perillo?
I don't know anything.
Try him on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Or email the show at webradio@patriots.com.
I know nothing about anything.
Now, back to the man who knows it all.
We have the best listeners.
Paul Perillo.
Back here with the JetBlue Patriots pregame social inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios.
Gillette Stadium.
The bowels. Yeah, I have to throw in the word bowels of Gillette Stadium.
I avoid bowels.
Yeah. Not very well. I promised that I would read some emails when I returned, and I will do so. But before I do that, as I'm waiting for Kevin to hang up the phone in there, I want to get back to the Facebook page and the polls that we put up there. The first one we had about the element of the Patriots defense that most needed to step it up today. We have some further information on that one, and we want to switch it over. So as soon as Kevin is ready to do so, we will. Kevin, what's that looking like?
it was what phase of the Pats defense needs to have a big game in order for them to win today. And it looks like the secondary coverage is now taking a slim lead over the linebackers with a margin of 35% to 33% there.
Some movement, Andy.
So there was some movement.
So do we have a second poll?
Yes, we have a second one that's about to go up. That will be what matchup will you be watching most closely today? And it'll be the Pats pass protection versus the Giants line, the Patriots secondary against the Giants wideouts, or the Patriots offensive line versus the Giant, or the Patriots offense in general versus the Giants secondary.
Pass protection.
Yeah.
Easy answer. There may have been a game you recall a few years ago where that kind of cost them the game.
It might be the only way.
The same way.
Yeah, I agree with you. So no need to discuss that because I don't like when we agree that strongly. I want to get to the emails here at webradio@patriots.com. Kyle is first up this week. Who will have more catches today, Andy? Chad or Taylor Price?
Well, whichever one's active, because I only think one can be active.
I think that's going to be the case as well. Also, if Chad shows no more improvement, is it possible he may be cut from the team? Bill likes him, but he has shown in the past that nobody is safe from being released if it is warranted.
Bill! I think there's a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance?
There has to be, right?
I think.
How long you go down that road?
I think there's a legitimate chance as well, especially if Price can actually get on the field and produce. Then what are you having him here for? You know, then what do you have an Ocho here for? But I agree with you. It's going to be tough because seemingly there seems to be a reluctance to turn the page and get Price out there, whether that's from the coaching staff, from the quarterback, from Price's health. You know, for whatever the reason, it seems to be a little bit of reluctance to turn the page there.
That is one thing you can say about Ocho. He's been healthy.
Well, he hasn't been hit.
It's like one of those classic cars that they only drive on Sundays for like 10 minutes down the street. They're in great shape because they never
drive. The one thing I will say about him, I think he's, you know, this whole social media and things that he's quote-unquote more concerned with, dancing with the stars, it's a bunch of nonsense.
Crap, I like to call it.
It's a bunch of nonsense. He's done everything he can. I think it's a physical issue at this point more than anything else.
Crap.
He's struggling mentally, to be sure, but it's not from a lack of effort. And it's not from a lack of focus. I think all of those things are just cheap shots at this point.
And some of those cheap shots are coming from Evelyn, whatever her name is.
Yeah, Lozada.
His wife or fiance, whatever she is, and saying, you know, you play football, hard to tell. And, you know, we're not doing anything until you get a touchdown. And she took some pretty, I thought, they would have hurt me.
I
don't care who I was. I would
absolutely.
You know, I know they have to play their game, and they're both media celebrities, and her especially has done nothing in her life except be famous. I know she needs that type of attention. So you know, this you know fuels the Twitter and all that.
No, I'm with you.
She wasn't very nice.
No. Dylan is a first time writing in, so I want to get to his. He wanted to talk about Price and Ocho. We already
this
did, but
Corey, right?
No.
Okay.
It's Dylan from New Jersey. I'm not sure Corey is hanging out in Jersey.
I do not care about the numbers.
He wants to know who the nickel corner is at this
point.
Corey
hangs out where the government tells him to hang out.
That's a good question. Who's the nickel corner at this point?
I would assume Molden. Right? Isn't he your third corner?
Which one? Didn't he start the last game and he got sort of benched?
Yeah, but
for Adams?
But he started. I mean, unless he's already replaced.
Well, he was replaced last game.
Yeah, but that was.
Are you going to be surprised to not see a Hedebo out there to start today's game? Because I'm not going to be.
If Barrett doesn't play, I'd be surprised if a Hedebo's not out there. Because I think Bill last week just went with, I'm seeing a guy suck. I forgot the other guy sucks. Because I think Sergio Brown, to me, of the three, has been the worst. Has been undressed the worst.
I agree.
So I would be surprised. If Barrett's out there, to me, he's at the top of the pile. The what do you like to call him? The king of the dip whats?
Yeah, we don't really have to get into that, I don't think.
Sorry. Go ahead. Proceed.
I
would say Molden to answer the question.
Let's get back to the Ace Ticket hotline and check in with Tyrone in Delaware. Tyrone, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Not too bad. You ready? Your big bounce back win today?
Yeah. No, man. I don't see it today.
Really?
I think this is going to be the first time in a long time, you see back-to-back losses, man. Like you said, I think I was listening to PFW, I think it was Thursday, and you guys was just calling it how it is. The team is not that good. And yeah. That's what I'm seeing, man.
Yeah, but we both think they're going to win today.
But I think they're going to win. I agree. The sky's fallen if they lose today, in my opinion. Now you drop to 5-3, and you're losing all your streaks. You're supposed to be great at home. You're supposed to be great after losses. You're supposed to be great against the NFC, all these things.
Uh-huh.
I am very much concerned for the season if you lose today at home. I think that is a massive loss.
Exactly, because I think we're going to lose to Philadelphia. I mean, let's just be real. Especially they're getting their mojo back. I think we're going to lose that game also. So
that's going to be a tough game. I agree.
I just right now with all the personnel decisions, I just sad. You know, I keep on harping on the same thing. But the reason I was telling Pete Shepard the other day, because we got one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, in my opinion. We got one of the greatest coach. But why shoot yourself in the foot and just pick up scrubs all the time? It's just, I just don't understand it, man. I just don't understand it. And with the Ocho thing, hello?
Yeah, we're here. No, we're listening. Yeah,
heard every word. It's a good rant, Tyrone. We're letting you go.
Nah, with the Ocho single thing, he don't got it no more. He's out there trying his best. You could see it, but he just don't have no speed. He don't got no burst, and that's what we left with. I hope Taylor Price to make an answer, but you know, a lot of people is making a issue with the offensive line. I don't think it's an offensive line really. They ain't playing too bad. It just means that the wide receivers can't get open fast enough to you know, get the ball out of Tom Brady's hand, and that's the problem. And by the way, before I go, I'm seeing the Jets play now, man, and they look impressive defensively. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, see you, Tyrone.
Thanks, Tyrone.
Quick update on that Jets game. Dustin Keller has returned and passed apparently any concussion or head injury issues.
With one of the more
Andy Hart-like, I'm going to try to be athletic, but I'm really not going to be athletic.
Ill-fated attempts to jump over a guy who was standing straight up at the time.
I mean, he literally would have had to have like a high jump record. It would have to be like a 6'6 high jump to get over the guy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jordan wouldn't have made it. I want to stick with the Ace Ticket Hotline and head to Virginia, where Olivier.
Oh, Olivier, our
is
favorite.
Set to chime in.
Hi, Belgian buddy.
Hey, how are you doing?
You're the best thing since Belgian waffles.
It's not a very good compliment.
Whoa! Belgian waffles are phenomenal.
Yes. Okay.
I eat those.
For the compliment.
Almost every other Sunday, I make Belgian waffles for me and the kids. I love them.
Oh, very nice.
Belgian waffles.
Family matter. Then I retract what I have to say.
Yeah, Belgian waffles are in my top five favorite foods.
Have you had a real Belgian waffle?
Do I have to go to Belgium?
Actually, in Belgium? No.
Next time I go there, I'll get you some. I'll ship it back to you guys.
Is it going to be good by the time it's shipped back?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get it the day before, and then as soon as I land, I'll ship it over.
Well, I look forward to it then. What do you got for the game today? I tried to be all positive with Tyrone, bounce back Sunday, and he thinks they're going to lose. So what are you feeling today, Olivier?
I'm about to watch the game with some friends of mine that are Giants fan. They think that they're going to lose because they've lost a bunch of players.
Yep.
But here's what I think. I hate to say this, but I think this year has been the end of streaks, and I think that I know we don't lose at home, and we don't lose twice in a row. I think we're going to lose. I think that the Giants are
I wonder
gonna...
why our rating is down in the low 80s.
Because there's a lot of negativity in this town.
Well, you know what? I think it's...
And all this negativity that's in this town sucks.
That's right, Rick. You were right for that indiscretion well, 6 years ago.
I've read different things, you know, and I don't think that our defense is the issue. I think it's our offense that's the issue. So
that's
if
what
the
Paul
offense
thinks.
Kicks in, I think we win. If they still if Brady can't stand up and is not helped by the offensive line, I think we lose. It's as simple as that. I'm not pissed off at the defense. I think that last game they conceded very few points. They conceded the same amount of points that they usually concede. But when the offense has too many three and outs, that's basically what happens. So I know. I have confidence in Tom to come back with guns blaring and so forth, but I think that they have a psyche issue, and I think it's a good test for us. So I guess that's really what I think.
Wow.
What
All
about
right.
you guys?
Olivier.
Well, we're trying to stay positive. We're trying to say that the streaks continue and that there's reason to believe the Patriots will win today, and I believe it in my heart. I do think your friends are right. Their Giants are banged up. Hakeem Nix is a huge injury. He is a big, fast playmaker for them. Did I say something wrong again?
Yeah, injury didn't come out right. Kevin looked at me at the same time, so it's not just me. I think you're having one of those seizures.
Somebody said I said twied with sweet tweakers.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
So Olivier is not...
he once had a successful radio career, and he couldn't speak.
Olivier is not feeling it. Tyrone and Delaware is not feeling it. And I don't feel... You said we're trying to stay positive. I don't feel like I'm trying to stay positive. I feel like I'm looking at it that the Patriots are a better team than the Giants, and... they're probably healthier than the Giants right now, and they're at home where they never lose in the regular season. And I don't look at it as I'm trying to find all the positives here. It'd be interesting to see what Brian in Brighton, Mass. Is thinking. Brian, how you doing?
Hey guys, how you doing?
You got more negativity for us? They're going to lose?
No, mark it. Brian from Brighton is feeling good about today.
Good. You're right.
It's all dictated by Brady, and I just thought that Brady wasn't on his game last week, and I blame it on the offense for the loss to Pittsburgh myself. Our defense is what it is. I thought we were going to be the 2007 defense, but I was wrong about that. But we can more than make up for that with our offense.
Yeah, and I don't think the Giants are that good on defense. It's all that the front. If you can slow them down and just make sure they don't ruin your day with Umanure and Tuck and Pierre Paul, their secondary lost 4 or 5 guys to start the year. I don't think their linebackers are that good. I think you can run the ball today, which should help stagnate some of the pass rush. And if you do that, I actually think the offense will have its way today, and it's just about staying ahead, keeping, you know, ahead of the Giants because, you know, we know there's a good chance they'll have their way.
Exactly. No, I mean, and not just focusing on today, but in general, I mean, like, to beat a dead horse, I'm still, like, just flabbergasted by these moves that Belichick makes.
Well, that's the storyline of the week, by far. That's the storyline of the week. A lot of people are questioning Bill, the general manager. Some have gone so far, Brian, as to suggest that maybe it's time to make a change.
I think it's
impossible to do, but a lot of people want to do that.
That's just Boston for you. I mean, I don't want to get into that. I mean, Belichick is who he is. And you're not going to take the good with the bad, or the bad with the good in this case. But I just, some of these moves, like, of course, you know, the Sanders and Merriweather cuts. Like, if you're going to cut Sanders, you knew you were going to cut Merriweather. He knew all along.
Yeah.
Why cut Sanders? And then the same thing, like, when I saw all of a sudden on Twitter, I'm seeing, oh, Lee Broughton's released. Well, holy crap. Okay, but what are we going to do there? And then next day, Rajai Dowling is on the IR. Well, you didn't see that coming?
Yeah, these are fair criticisms and second guesses, to be sure. They've left themselves a little bit thin in some areas, and in most of those areas it was of their own doing. It's one thing if you get a rash of injuries at one spot. This was something that they could have avoided, but they sort of put themselves in a vulnerable spot. I feel like that's a valid criticism.
It just seems like it's almost intentional just to mess with our minds. But I don't want to get into that because, like I said, it's beating a dead horse.
Right.
What I'm curious about is that you guys mentioned this earlier this week, and I haven't gotten a chance to follow up on it. But that, I'm curious, like, what's that hidden message behind saying they want to, you know, Scott O'Brien saying, we're going to use Taylor Price. You know, we want to get him more involved. What is that saying? Because to me, you mentioned that Brady was pissed off when Ocho didn't catch up to the ball. Said he quit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that when I was watching the game, and I've gotten a chance to go back and look at it. But is that true? Like, you saw him say that?
Oh, I didn't see him say he quit, but he was definitely mad. He definitely got into the old body language and didn't just take it as a normal incompletion. He was upset.
Yeah, because I saw, I mean, they showed in the replay that he slipped or tripped up or something. So I didn't take it as he quit on the play, but if they're saying that, and if Brady's upset like that, and they're flat out saying, you know, well, I mean, if they're flat out saying your understudy needs to get more involved, doesn't that just imply we're done with you?
Yeah. I see, that's what I was originally thinking, is they were ready to turn the page here. Maybe one last gasp thing to try to ignite Ocho, but I don't know. I don't know what the situation is.
Again, that's under the assumption that it's mental.
Yeah, this was all physical to me on that play, that one play that he was targeted last week. He was not open. He did not run by the guy. And that was one of those, you know, I don't know how many times you see, Brian, and thanks for the call. I don't know how many times you see a defensive back get to the spot before a wide receiver. You usually get on the inside shoulder there, and you have him. And now it requires a good throw. Well, he wasn't open. I don't really see it any other way. I didn't see him not going after the ball. Did you? Did you look at it that way?
No, I wanted to give a quick update off
Go
Twitter.
Ahead.
Giants inactives. First off, Pierre Paul is active. Their inactives include cornerback Prince Amukamara, will not make his debut today. Hakeem Nicks, center David Boss, as we said. Bradshaw, as we said. Tackle Brewer, tackle Andrews, oh, don't move, and the fullback. I don't know how to say his name.
Hayonsky. Hank Hanoski.
Hanoski.
Hammer and Hank. So, yeah, that's an impressive amount of talent on their inactive
list. You got your first-round corner.
That might be the biggest reason why I feel like the Patriots are going to bounce back today.
Well, yeah.
I think the teams are pretty close.
They're both 5-2 first-place teams that are flawed. They're not great. They're decent football teams.
Right.
One's on the road, and the one that's on the road is also without some of its best players. And I still don't buy the Pierre Paul thing. I still find it hard to believe he's going to play the whole game.
I think there's a chance he's out of the game after the first series.
I'd hit him in the head.
I want to get
channeling my inner Fred Kirsch.
I want to
give him a slap in the head.
Don't make me laugh. It just, you know, it makes me start coughing.
Oh, sorry. Luckily, I haven't been very funny today.
No, you
I'm having enough trouble speaking.
You're a little sick too, I can tell.
I am sick.
I want to get
sick
back to the emails.
Damn...
AJ in Peabody has things. You know, we were talking about the talent on the Giants. Well, the Giants quarterback Eli Manning, you know, likes to think he's pretty talented. He was asked if he considered
seven
himself.
Games he has been.
He asked if he considered himself among the elite, and he said he did. So far, he's played among the elite. Things that suck, says AJ. But I would still rather have than Eli Manning as my quarterback. One is a hangnail. Two is a flat tire. Three is a standard def TV. Four is Joe Buck announcing all of my team's games. Five is North Turner as my team's coach. Five A, Wade Phillips as my team's coach. Six, Tony Romo as my team's quarterback. Seven, having to watch Peyton Manning commercials. Eight, having to listen to Phil Simms proclaim that Andrew Luck can't make NFL throws. Nine, Charlie Weiss is my offensive coordinator. 10, having to pay over $3.50 for gas. 11, $60,000 plus in student loans. 12, satellite TV during rain/snowstorm. 13, a fridge with no beer.
Oh
my goodness.
No
Miller Lite? That's tough. 14, having no arms or legs. Oh, that's a little
bad. I got to interrupt real quick. Patriots inactives. Running back Kevin Faulk, wide receiver Taylor Price, defensive end Sean Ellis, defensive end Jermaine Cunningham, that's Jermaine, linebacker Dane Fletcher, quarterback Ryan Mallett, and guard Donald Thomas. To repeat, Faulk, Price, Ellis, Cunningham, Fletcher, Mallett, Thomas, all inactive for the Patriots. Price, accurately predicted by us when he popped up with the hamstring on Saturday after the walkthrough. Sean Ellis has the rib injury. Jermaine Cunningham, once again, a healthy scratch. That's a story for another day. And Kevin Faulk, interesting that after all the playing time and reps, passes he caught, runs last week, he is inactive with that knee injury.
He also, his last one was having two straight weeks without the PPGS.
Oh, yeah, that did suck for you.
Sure, not for us.
Kevin Faulk,
by the way, interesting. Interesting. You know, 39 snaps, I think, last week. Maybe too much too soon.
But maybe not. I mean, you have no idea. I mean, I know he's listed with the knee. But who knows?
Well, you think it's
I don't know.
Kevin Faulk, LSU.
Wait,
I don't think there's a you think it's healthy scratch?
No.
Okay.
I think maybe he could be sore or hurt or anything else.
Well, that would
I know his ribs hurt or something.
But that would get into too much too soon.
Not possibly.
Necessarily. He's not recovered from the ACL surgery. He had from week two last year to now without playing, and then he played basically a full load
physical
in his
sport.
First game back.
He can get hurt at any time.
Yep,
he's on my roster. He's got to play.
I think you're missing my point. I'm not necessarily talking about injuries can happen. If it's just an injury, he hurt his knee or whatever, that's well and good. But I kind of agree with what you said. You know, maybe just a little bit sore.
Wow,
wasn't ready for that workload.
Hard to stay happy after happy. D Megatrans.
I got you now. Now you're thinking about everything you say.
There goes Kevin Faulk's comeback. ... Career over. A lot of negativity today. They're going to lose. Kevin Faulk's career's over. What about he just misses this week and comes back and plays next week? I mean, is that not a possibility here?
The amazing thing here is that Andy Hart and Paul Perillo seem to be the most positive members of the PPGS.
It's terrible. Shocking.
That's never
shocking.
Happened. That's unprecedented.
Ron Brace will make his season debut. He was activated to the roster on Saturday. And he will play along the defensive line by the looks of it. The Sean Ellis injury, Paul, I want to talk about because that plays in with my Mark Anderson more of an every down player theory. They're just going to throw the ball on you anyway. They don't have a running back. Maybe they, maybe they'll use my theory and just play Mark Anderson every down and see
what
happens.
Well, that's what we talked about one of those times when I think you were probably reading tweets.
No, but I mean, with Ellis out, he's just flat out of the mix.
Right.
And Cunningham out of the mix.
Yeah. Now,
who is also, by the way, a defensive end.
Yeah, I think.
Who would probably potentially play
touchdown
in the absence of Sean Ellis, yet he's a healthy scratch for the second straight week.
I think, there's probably a chance that Dedrick starts, but I think there's more snaps there for Mark Anderson. You know, Brace is more of an interior guy. I wouldn't expect to see him start at end in a 4-3. He's more of an interior guy.
No, he'll rotate
with
Love and
Haynesworth.
But I think
Dedrick could start on the outside, but I think Anderson needs to get more snaps. Think we can get that through to Bill?
Sure. I put it on the blog. I think he reads my blog, you know.
Let's see. Who is this long email? Oh, Gene in Daytona Beach.
Mean Gene.
Do you guys seriously believe Taylor Price is questionable due to a hamstring, or is it simply BB saying to Bill O'Brien, I want to continue the Ocho experiment? Well, we'll never know, more than likely.
No, but I do find it suspect that he hurt his hamstring in a walkthrough on Saturday.
To me, the kiss of death for Taylor was when Parcells said he studied Taylor Price and liked the kid. I just had a feeling Parcells' comments were not going to help the kid or sit well with Bill. Taylor Price.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. How is that a kiss of death in any way?
If that has any
effect on this situation, then I'm going to join the horde and start calling for Bill's job. If he's keeping Taylor Price down, God forbid, because Parcells said he can play,
if anything,
that's
I
ridiculous.
Think it'll be the opposite.
That's
I think
ridiculous.
Bill Belichick really appreciates and respects Bill Parcells' thoughts. They talk a lot about this stuff. We don't hear about it a lot, but I agree with Andy. Taylor Price did not ask for Parcells' endorsement, but he got it, and that to me, that was unfortunate for Taylor because the Parcells-Belichick relationship, which I think, by the way, is as strong as it's ever been. So I'm not sure I agree with you there, Gene. I see a guy like Taylor Price not sitting on the bench, but standing behind BB the whole game and waiting for the call and never getting it. Now I have to question if Taylor is really injured or if he seems a casualty from the Parcells comment. Again, I'm not buying the Parcells stuff here. I am only just one Patriots fan, but I am not blind. I'm becoming a big fan of a meaningless third-round draft pick from a small school in Ohio who I am gaining quite a lot of respect for. The kid has shown to me a lot more class than my beloved Patriots have, and this kid deserves a chance to fail. It is not how many wins you have, why we follow the Patriots, but it is how they represent New England, and I do not like what I am seeing in the Taylor Price situation. What separates the Patriots from other teams is the dignity of the individual. I question if we are giving that to Taylor. Wow. Strong words. Strong words.
Yeah,
I agree with them all, but
no,
they're strong words.
I'm as maybe the biggest Taylor Price supporter there is, and I don't necessarily go down that road. Now, I want to see him get a chance, but I don't think the organization is showing any lack of class or anything in dealing with him. I think he's shown a tremendous amount of class dealing with a tough situation. I would be popping off saying something, you know, some of these other guys stink. How come I can't get on the field? Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, we're quickly approaching the top of the hour, but I do see on my call screener here, and by the way, the Ace Ticket hotline is jumping again. Olivier is back on the line because he said he forgot to tell us something. So,
about that, guys. So, I've changed my position.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a tough game, but I think that we should be positive. We shouldn't do negativino like Eric does. So, I think that we triumph. And as a matter of fact, if we do triumph, Andy, my mom's coming from Italy before Thanksgiving. She has a great Belgian waffle recipe. If we win, we'll make a few pounds, ship it over to Foxborough, so you guys can actually have some.
I love you, Olivier, and I look forward to those waffles because I have no fear that they're going to lose today. I will be eating Belgian waffles thanks to your mother.
My pleasure.
All right, Olivier.
See you, Olivier.
Thanks for calling back in. We are going to have, as I mentioned earlier in the show, Ralph Vacchiano from the New York Daily News. He's one of my favorites, by the way. Always participates in the writer's mock draft. You see him a lot on some of those NFL Network top 10 things. I like Ralph. I think he'll give us some interesting perspective. Be interesting to see how he thinks these injuries will affect the Giants. We talked about the injuries to guys like Sean Ellis and Kevin Faulk and how they might affect the Patriots. Be interesting to get the other side. So, we're going to get to that. We'll stick with the Facebook polls. We'll get back to Twitter. Andy will see who's talking about the different personnel groupings on the field, and we'll do all of that when we get back.
You're a business traveler who's flying away. You can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Braves! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help. I'll just take this with you already.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Back here for the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. I just said it, Jets. JetBlue, first time all day. First time all day.
You know what that's called? Karma.
I was watching the Jets.
Stop making fun of Andy.
But one of our favorite segments of each and every show is when we check in with an out-of-town reporter. And this week it's Ralph Vacchiano from the New York Daily News. Also a veteran of the PFW Writers Mock Draft, which I'm sure is very high on his resume of things that he's accomplished. Ralph, it's Paul Perillo and Andy Hart. How are you?
doing good. I don't think I've ever gotten one pick right in that mock draft, though.
Yeah, that's okay. I forgot that we had two first-round picks, and I actually called Oakland this year to participate in the first round that they didn't have a pick in because we had it. So these things happen. But I was curious, Ralph, right off the top, just talking about all of these injuries that the Giants have. They started in the preseason, and they really haven't stopped, and they're missing a lot of firepower today with Bradshaw and Nix. Andy and I both think Nix is a very significant injury. What's the feeling around the team regarding all these problems?
I think by now they're just used to it. It's been a brutal, brutal season, pretty much going back to the first day of training camp. They've got, I think, 9 guys on injured reserve. They probably have another 4 or so that they had to waive with injury settlement. 2 guys on PUP. 1 guy is coming back today. Their first-round pick, Prince Mukamara, still hasn't made his debut yet. Their second-round pick, Marvin Austin's out for the season. And Justin Tuck and OCU Majora has been battling injuries. Now it's Nix and Bradshaw. On and on it goes. They live by the mantra of, next man up. We'll find a guy to step up. But there comes a point where it's just not realistic to expect them to keep doing it. I mean, you take this many guys away from most teams in the NFL, and they're certainly not going to be 5-2, that's for sure.
Ralph, you mentioned the next guy step up and make a play. Obviously, Nix is a huge blow, and everybody around here is kind of familiar with the Victor Cruz story. But beyond that, is there anyone that maybe we're not expecting that could have a big day and kind of help fill that void with Nix absent?
Well, possibly. It's going to depend a little on how far along Ramsey's Barden is. Ramsey's Barden was a 6'6 receiver, a third-round pick. Hasn't really done much because of injuries, and he's been on PUP with an ankle, coming back from ankle surgery. So he's making his season debut today, and you would think, maybe they could go to him a little bit. If not, he's not really a slot receiver, but he could play kind of in that role. If it's not him, maybe Devin Thomas, who was a former second-round pick of the Redskins. Maybe he's got something left in him. So there's some candidates, but nobody proven. I mean, there's nobody that I'm looking at thinking, boy, you're all sleeping on this guy because, there's a reason they're that far down the depth chart. It's been injuries or lack of production. And, I think the big guys are Nix, Manningham, and Cruz. Manningham and Cruz will be out there, and that's great. But beyond that, they're going to get a little more attention with Nix not there. They're not going to see the one-on-one coverage that they're used to.
Given that injury and how bad the Patriots' pass defense is and the fact that Brandon Jacobs not having a great year, do you think they're going to try to stay balanced at all on offense, or are they going to do what Pittsburgh did last week and basically just come out and let Manning chuck the ball 45 or 50 times?
You know what? My suspicion is that they would like to stay balanced, and if Bradshaw was there, they might try that because, if you're just going to sit there and throw the ball, you've got to have a pretty special day going to do what Pittsburgh did because at some point, the Patriots are going to realize that, and they're going to adjust their game plan, and you would think maybe take a little of that away, especially if you're down your best receiver. So the problem with the Giants is that, with that Bradshaw not there, there's no evidence that they can run the ball. I mean, with him in there, they were the 30th ranked rushing offense in football, and Brandon Jacobs has had no production this year. I don't necessarily expect that to change, and my suspicion is that if they see early on that he's struggling again, you'll just see them chuck the ball because that's clearly the way to beat the Patriots, and I think that will probably, despite the numbers, might even play right into the Patriots' hands.
But one thing that we know that they can do, Ralph, is rush the passer. Andy and I were very curious the situation with Jason Pierre-Paul and the concussion. It looks like he's going to give it a go today anyway, but that was obviously the way that the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Do you have confidence that they could sort of have that kind of an attack and apply that kind of pressure with the front four again?
Maybe. I think that they could apply that kind of pressure, but I don't know that necessarily means they're going to have the same kind of success. One of the most overlooked aspects of that Super Bowl is that while the Giants were getting a lot of pressure, a lot of the success had to do with the fact that their secondary was playing outstanding. I mean, Corey Webster was all over Randy Moss, and they didn't have really an answer for Wes Welker, but they had an answer for a lot of the other weapons there. Right now, the Giants' secondary has been terrible. There are receivers running open all over the field. They've done a good job of locking down on the number one guys, mostly the bigger number one guys, but you've had guys like Doug Baldwin of Seattle who have put up big numbers on them. A lot of guys have, a lot of Rex Grossman threw for 300 yards, Sam Bradford threw for 300 yards. So that's with the team getting, you know, an NFL high, what is it, 26 sacks. So I think they can get to Brady, and they can certainly rush some of his throws, but I don't know if they can cover anybody, and I specifically don't know if they can cover Wes Welker. I think he's the worst possible match for them, a very productive slot, small receiver is the kind of guy that gives them the most trouble.
Yeah, that was my next question, actually, and I think Webster's played reasonably well, right, so far this season? Corey Webster?
He's played great. I think he's played at a Pro Bowl level, but the problem is he's played mostly matched up with bigger guys.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, can he handle Welker? Maybe he's too big for that?
He thinks he is. And I talked to him before the last game, you know, about what kind of receivers give him trouble, and he mentioned, you know, the jitterbug types, and he said he just doesn't like to play them. I have no idea what the Giants are going to do in this game. I suspect they're not going to lock Webster on him. You know, it becomes a difficult thing, though, because they've been so short at cornerback that Antrell Roll in nickel defenses has been coming down from safety and playing the nickel corner, and I just don't think he's a good enough corner anymore to handle a guy like Welker, which leaves Aaron Ross, who has been very up and down. I'm not so sure he's good enough to cover Wes Welker. You might remember Aaron Ross 4 years ago was the guy covering Wes Welker in the Super Bowl, and Welker would have been the MVP if it weren't for Eli Manning's last drive. So I can see a very, very big day for Wes Welker in this game. And if he does it, if they somehow find a way to shut him down, that to me is the key to the upset.
So if we see a big day from some of the receivers, which I think we all think could happen based on the Patriots' defense and what you just talked about with the Giants' defense and the matchup with Welker, Eli Manning could find himself in a shootout with Tom Brady. We all know about the elite question and comments early in the year. He's having an elite season. How has he gone about avoiding all those interceptions? I think he had 25 last year. How has he avoided those mistakes and had the kind of year he's having so far?
I think smarter decisions. They've played a little bit more of a controlled game, not a lot of mindless chucking the ball deep, which is something they sometimes did last year. He's got a few breaks, too. I mean, last year, 25 interceptions, I think 7 of them were tipped balls. And I can, just thinking of Victor Cruz for a second, I can think of about 3 or 4 passes that tipped off his hands and then bounced harmlessly away. So some of that is a little of which way the ball bounces and some breaks. That Manning this year got that he didn't get last year. But better decision-making, you know, sometimes being willing to take a sack rather than throw the ball into coverage. And you can't overlook the fact that they have not played a very tough schedule. So they've looked at some soft defenses to play against, some poor teams. You know, he's had some great games. The Bills defense, I think, is for real. He played very well against them. But some other teams, it was just a matter of a lot of open space for him to throw into. He hasn't had the issues yet against the teams he's going to be facing in this next month or so.
Yeah, we've certainly seen the opposite effect of those tip balls. Last year, there were a lot of tip passes that fell harmlessly to the ground. This year, I think Brady has seen some of those get picked off, and it certainly changes the perspective of how you look at those numbers when it's all said and done. Ralph, it doesn't sound like you think there's going to be an upset today. You know, am I getting the right read on that?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I guess I might have leaned toward the possibility if the Giants were coming in here with all their guns blazing. I believe that, you know, they are probably a better team than most people think. I think the Patriots are still better than the Giants are. But you take away the number one receiver and the number one running back from this team, and there becomes a very big drop-off to the next guy, and it makes it almost an unfair fight. I think that there's a possibility, given from what I know of the Patriots' defense, that the Giants can still throw the ball and move the ball and possibly could put up some numbers on this team. But, you know, I almost look at this as I did the looking back at the 2007 season finale more than I do the Super Bowl. And in that game, you remember Eli Manning had a pretty good day,
yep,
kept the Giants in there, but the Giants' defense never once even provided a speed bump to stop Tom Brady. And I kind of think that's the way it's going to be today. It'll be a high-scoring game that the Giants hang around, but in the end, you know, they're not going to be able to stop the best guy in the field, and that's your quarterback.
It's unanimous. All three of us have the same exact opinion, and also extends our streak of our out-of-town reporter not giving his team a chance to pull off the upset. But I do agree. I think we should see some points today, Ralph. I appreciate you taking the time, and I know you got some work to do, so we'll let you get back to that, and we'll say hello when we get up in the press box. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Hi, that's Ralph Vacchiano from the New York Daily News, and interesting.
The Daily News. Go ahead.
It's interesting, you know, the way he talked about that.
So Patriots fans
regular season game
are taking the Giants, and somebody who knows a lot about the Giants is taking the Patriots.
Yeah, but it's interesting the way he's sort of thinking back to that regular season game, not necessarily the Super Bowl. And that's,
I don't think it'll even be that close.
I don't think it'll be that high scoring either. I don't think both teams will be in the 30s.
You never know. Have you seen this defense?
I have seen this defense, Andy. As a matter of fact, I've seen all of the games that they've played so far.
It's not very good.
The Patriots.
A quick aside before you get into whatever you need to get into next.
Go right ahead.
The talking to Ralph Facchiano had me thinking back to our friend Vito Stellino in our most memorable visiting writer appearance here on the Pregame Social.
It'll never be topped.
I urge fans to, if you can go online and find it, it was topped in his appearance on the DA show in Boston, 98.5. Apparently it's an older clip from a year or two ago, Torrey Holt, when we first signed him. They asked him about Torrey Holt. He never answered. He goes, well, you know, it's, you know, fit in, you know, and, geez, yeah, and it goes on for over a minute and a half of him not answering. And finally, DA just goes, all right, thanks for the insight, and we'll get back to you down the road. He never answers. I think he had a heart attack mid question or an aneurysm or something.
Always
he never
a possibility.
Answered.
Always a possibility. The other thing I want to sort of switch gears here because, one of the things that we do every week on the Patriots Pregame Social is we talk about how you prepare to watch the game, what you do, how you tailgate, where you are, who you watch with. And this week we have Todd from our North Carolina Pats Fans Club, and he is the next up on the Ace Ticket Hotline. And, Todd, I'm anxious to find out exactly how you and your group go about it every week.
Hey, we get a lot of transplanted Patriots fans down here with the Research Triangle Park and NC State and UNC, and we all get together at a place called the Brick House. And we meet up down here every game day and place full sound, full TVs here, and the place takes care of us and get together and cheer on our favorite team.
And what is the what's the method? Do you have a big spread, a lot of food? Because that's all I care about is the food. You know, how do you go about it? What do you do?
Well, the place takes care of us. They give us great deals on meals and stuff like that. We all get together and just enjoy the day. There's plenty of eating, plenty of celebrating.
Anything in particular you want to share with us?
Well, the place here, they like to do they have a chowder and they have burgers and such like that. It's a regular food menu. But a lot of things we do together is we have a big, giant, 10-foot-tall Patriots guy. We have three of the Super Bowl replica trophies on display with our banners down here, so it's really our hometown feel, getting together for the games, getting off the couch, even when we're on national TV an awful lot the last 8 years.
How big's the group? What's the numbers?
We probably have like 1,500 people show up when it's a national TV game.
Another big group.
And when it's a non-national TV game, it go anywhere from 75 to a couple hundred people show up, depending on the size of the game.
Wow. Can we get you to send in a photo? I want to see
sure,
this.
There's one right here of us just getting together earlier today on, I sent in, it's on your Facebook page right now.
How about the 10-foot tall Patriot guy? I want to see him.
Yeah, I'll have that to you in a little while today. I'll send it over to you.
Preferably with a couple ladies in front of it.
Yeah, Matt will get that up on the Facebook page. I'm curious, you mentioned that there's a lot of transplants down there, but how did you go about getting together in the first place? Did you find out about an existing group, or did you spearhead this effort on your own? How did this all come about?
Yeah, there was. I moved out here, relocated from Framingham, Mass, and we started on meetup.com, and we moved to Facebook. We have our own website, which is ncpatsfans.com, but it all started with four or five of us meeting together at a small restaurant. And before you knew it, this was way back in 2004, and we started the group together, me and another gentleman, Tim Blaisdell from Arizona, who actually helped start the Arizona Fan Club.
Yep, I know him.
Yep, and we've been going since then, and like I said, we're just a bunch of great Patriots fans get together. We do a lot of other stuff, too. We do some community stuff. Next week we're doing a food drive, and we've been doing that for 7 years. We do it every year. We try to do it when we play the Steelers because it seems like we play them every year. But the bye weeks didn't line up this year, and the game was one we didn't want to do it on because of the Halloween and all that stuff going on. So we're going to do that next weekend. And this year, we do it at the Raleigh Ministries Food Pantry. And it's us. It's the Giants fan club down here. It's the Steelers fan club down here. We all get together. And this year, the pantry we're going to try to help out the most is one affected by those tornadoes this summer. A lot of the people that live right near that food bank still in a lot of need. We also adopt a family at Christmas time. We're adopting a family through the ministry also. Try to have all the fan clubs and all of the Patriots fans do something together to try to do some community stuff.
Wow, it sounds like you guys got a lot on the plate there. That's some great work that you do. And thank you for taking some time today and joining us. Now, before I let you go, Todd, I do want to get, because we've had so many calls and emails today that seem to be negative in terms of how this game is going to unfold. How do you think? Do you think the Patriots bounce back here the way Andy and I do?
Well, I go to the University of Belichick, and we have two words for you, and it's Belichick down here. And I what's the over and under today?
I think it's like 52 or something like that.
All right, that's what the Patriots will put up today.
Wow.
Is there any ex-Giants on the team? Because they'll score 4 or 5 touchdowns against Tom Coughlin and that team down there. And by Wednesday, Mr. Kiki Barber will have a lot to talk about Tom Coughlin about, because he's going to get blown out today. It's going to be ugly.
All right. You shouldn't have been saving that kind of stuff at the end of your call, Todd. That's the kind of passion we're looking for.
Oh, that's what we bring down here. There's no reason to ever go, Mr. Belichick.
Well, thanks for taking the time, as I said, and enjoy the game today, and keep up all the good work you do with the North Carolina Patriots fan club. That's Todd. Wow, he used to make leaving no stone unturned there, Andy, with his unabashed hatred of the Giants and Tom Coughlin. I like it.
That's how it should be. Although, he also said they're working in conjunction with the Giants fan club on some of their fundraising. So that's tremendous. You can bring the passion on Sunday and the rest of the week when it's for charitable endeavors.
More.
You cross war lines. But I'm looking at one of the photos now of them down at whatever he said the bar's name was, getting ready to tailgate. It's a nice gathering. That's impressive. 50 to 100. He said even on some games, more than 100, into the hundreds. There's a lot of Patriots fans in this world. It's just in. A lot of Patriots fans in the world.
Nothing gets by Andy.
Patriots Nation has no borders.
Want to get back to the emails here at webradio@patriots.com. Kavrin, who's a frequent contributor to the program in Gainesville, Florida. It's time for us to get over last week. Yes, I understand our defense is bad. I'm sick and tired of all the negativity from the emails and calls into PFW this week. I am sticking with our team, our coach, and you should too. I have total faith that our offense will get back on track and we will win this game. Today's game will be used to springboard us into another win against the New Jersey Jets next week. If I can quote someone who I hate, Terrell Suggs's quote, "My piss is hot," because I'm fired up for this game. I'm ready for our defense to stand up and play with some freaking heart. Patriots Nation, have pride in who we are, and if you're going to the game, be loud, be crazy, be a factor.
Thanks, and
go Pats.
I don't think the defense lacks any heart. I think the defense lacks some talent in some areas.
Talent is the problem there. I would agree with you.
I think they're trying. I think, you know, James Ahedebo, I think, is a stand-up guy filled with effort. But he's out of UMass, and he's a special teamer.
Brooklyn Matt has directed his wrath to me this week.
Oh, good.
Off of you for a change, so I'll read this one. Hey, Paul, I'm sure you heard about the passing away of Andy Rooney. Actually, I hadn't. Andy told me.
He actually said, "Andy Rooney's dead," and I said, "Yeah, you didn't see that? It's been pretty much everywhere."
Yeah, I was not, if it didn't involve a college football game yesterday and Friday night, I didn't really pay much attention. These things happen. I missed it. There's a huge window of opportunity that's open for you. CBS needs a new cantankerous curmudgeon for the 60 Minutes closing shot. You're a shoo-in. You already have the name for it. You can call it Paul's Calls and spout off about whatever grinds your gears. You know, like women in supermarket checkout lines. Anyway, go Pats. Please win so I don't have to walk around New York City in shame all week. Brooklyn Matt. See, unlike Andy, Brooklyn Matt, I can take it. That's okay.
Potentially for 2 weeks, because you got back-to-back games against the New Jersey teams. And if you lose this one at home, New York's been a tough place to play lately. Jets are starting to feel good. 20-3 still, or whatever that score was?
Yeah, the Bills are driving, but yeah, they have a 20-3 lead in the fourth quarter.
If you're a transplant in New York, you're in trouble if the Patriots lose this game. I don't think there's any shot in hell they will, but you are in trouble. Interesting, some snafus here at Gillette Stadium via Twitter. Tom Brady was past the 50-yard line before his intro music came on today. Slow on the draw for somebody in the stadium ops area, supposedly doing music.
Well, That person is actually doing a fine job of producing this program, which, by the way, Kevin,
fine.
Do we have another poll that we want to update there? You introduced the second poll a while ago. I guess not. So much for me calling his work fine.
No, I just didn't know you were going to. I was surprised to
see
you throw it to
me. I did it on purpose.
He doesn't
purpose.
Think well on his feet.
What matchup or on his be butt, watching most
or on
closely
his back.
Today?
He's a dumbass. He's,
can you not?
It's my birthday. Take it easy on me.
He's 11.
I am 11.
He looks like he's 40.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. What matchup will you be watching
your boys
most closely
now, yesterday,
today?
Huh?
What? Who?
How'd you feel about that hockey game?
Wait a minute. I can't interrupt
you.
You can?
We're talking about the Bruins?
No, UMass beat BC.
Oh, I didn't
were
even know
you conflicted?
That. I didn't even know that. I was watching LSU, Alabama.
Go ahead.
But anyway, the pass protection versus the Giants' pass rush, no surprisingly, is leading the way here with a whopping 57% of the votes. And then the secondary against the Giants' wideouts is coming in second place here with 29%. I think that probably took a little bit of a hit with Nick's out as well. Then it's split up 7-7 between the offense against the Giants' secondary and the running game versus the Giants' front seven. So not surprisingly, the matchup people are going to keep an eye on today is the pass protection of the Patriots' offensive line.
According to Eric Scalavino over Twitter, that's PFW Eric if you'd like to follow him, Ray Lewis dance, get up, pregame, hysterics, being done by Brandon Jacobs today for the New York football
He has
Giants.
A little of that in him. Unfortunately, he can't play anymore, so that's a problem for the Giants.
Is there anybody who looks better when he looks good or worse when he looks bad than Brandon Jacobs?
That's another one of those things. You haven't been able to say anything eloquently all show, but that's another one that you pulled off very well.
I think I'm having a fine Jets Blue pregame social.
I only said it once on the Jet Blue Patriots pregame social inside the Subway Fresh broadcast studios.
I'm sure. Why don't you say it? Subway's Fresh.
I didn't misspeak there.
But
the most interesting Patriots fan in the world, James, has an interesting question.
Okay.
This is a hypothetical. If the Giants were to successfully spread and shred the way Pittsburgh did last week, what's the end of the season record for the Patriots?
It won't be up to standards.
I'm going to say
11-5. You lose to the Jets, you're 5-4. You lose to the Eagles, that's 5 losses.
And I think that's where it stops.
Could lose to the Bills.
Maybe you could lose to the Bills, but the Bills' offense seems to have been sort of caught up to.
Could get one stolen by the Dolphins.
By the way, the Chiefs are just getting destroyed by the Dolphins.
Yeah, I know. The Chiefs stink.
At home.
The Chiefs stink. I mean, but, you know, everybody thinks that's going to be a tough game. I don't.
I don't think it's going to be a tough game. I think it's losable. If you tell me you lose to the Giants today, then you can lose to the Chiefs.
You think the Chiefs and the Giants are comparable in any way?
No, I think the Giants are a better football team, but they have the advantage of Romeo Crennel, and I think that's an advantage.
I think that's the only thing that gives the Chiefs even a sliver of hope.
Because I think Eli Manning and Matt Castle are same. I don't think there's that big a difference between those two.
You are unbelievably disrespectful to Eli Manning.
I know, because you like guys who throw 25 picks. I tend to stay away from guys who throw 25 picks in their seventh
year. So you don't like Drew Brees then, huh?
He has 25 picks this year?
He has the most interceptions in football since the start of last season.
Oh, I don't care about that.
I think he had 22 last year.
Right, but he makes plays, right?
Yeah, so does Eli Manning.
Yeah, I must miss
I those. Didn't say Eli Manning is as good as Drew Brees.
I must miss those, because to me, Drew Brees is Tom Brady. He has to. He didn't have a defense last year. I'm not sure he has a defense this year.
I said
he throws the ball all the time.
I don't think he's as good as.
And I think sometimes you throw picks when that happens.
And he has thrown the ball. That's a good point by you. Brees has thrown
Eli
the ball
Manning is
more than any quarterback in that time.
Half a tier above a game manager who throws 25 picks.
I just think that you're disrespectful to Eli. I think you think Eli Manning is
a mid-level jag.
Yeah, he's not.
Okay,
he's
we'll
not
see.
That bad. I don't put him in.
You're
the
right. He's the best to ever throw 25 interceptions.
I just don't understand why you're fixating on 25 interceptions.
Because I think it's an embarrassing number.
So, but 22 is not.
Whoa. Who throws the ball more?
Brees throws the ball more.
Okay.
But you're fixating on the number of interceptions.
Yes.
Like that's the only one year.
If
in
he
his
made
career,
as many plays as Brees does, then I allow you more interceptions. That's how
same,
it works.
They have the same amount of Super Bowl titles.
Oh, now it's all about wins. So, oh my God, Manning's better than Marino. You're right.
I didn't say that.
You just brought it down to Super Bowl titles.
Well, why can you bring it down to numbers? It's 25 interceptions. It's the only reason why he sticks.
Because that's performance. That's how you judge performance on a
so
player.
So in one of his seasons,
numbers.
He threw a lot of interceptions, so he can't play.
I think when you throw 25 interceptions at his point in his career, you say you're not that good.
So you don't buy any of the people that have said that was an aberration. That
he's having a better year this year?
He was victimized by a lot of bad luck.
Sure, that's possible. Some bad luck there. You're right. 24 of them tipped off receivers' hands. He threw one
pick. I didn't say 20. This is unbelievable. We got to save this for PFW in Progress. This is a kindler, gentler show. So,
I hope he goes out and throws four picks today.
He could.
And I'm going to say, let me see. Everybody else in the NFL obliterates this defense, and he throws four picks. Circumstantial.
That could happen. I'm not saying that he's Tom Brady or Peyton Manning or Drew Brees. I'm just saying he's closer to the good quarterbacks than he is the terrible ones that you're putting. You say, you know, a Jag. I don't think he's a Jag.
Wait a minute. You think Matt Castle's a terrible quarterback?
I think Matt Castle's a Jag, yes. And I thought that in 2008.
I think they're in the same class.
Before anybody could
I think they're in that mid-tier. That when things are going well and they have some weapons around them, they're fine.
To me, when things are going well for Matt Castle, Dwayne Bowe and last week, Jonathan Baldwin are making insane catches for him.
Okay.
Otherwise, he's throwing three-yard passes that get complete for no yards.
Okay.
That's what I think of Matt Castle.
Because I think they're both in that middle tier of quarterbacks.
And I also think there's an awful lot more on Eli Manning's shoulders to move the ball than Matt Castle last year with the best running game in football.
Right. But he's also a more experienced, older quarterback. I mean, he came into this league as a starting quarterback. He was groomed to be what he is, a starting quarterback. Matt Castle never played in college.
We agree.
I think he had some catching up to do.
This is not meant to be a complete rocket shot at Matt Castle. I just think that Eli Manning is a better quarterback. And I don't really think it's close, but it's not necessarily a denigration of Castle as it is, I think, more of Manning than you do. That's all.
I just think if you're listing the best quarterbacks in this league, it takes you a while to get to Manning.
Not more than 10.
I said he's a middle-tier quarterback. If you go through 10, that puts him in the middle tier.
Oh, I don't get to 10.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Not more than 10. I don't think you get more than 10 before you get to him.
Okay.
That's my opinion. You think...
I think he's a middle-tier quarterback. I think he's in the teens with Castle. And then you get to the sucky ones that are in the bottom 20s, the Tebows and whoever's in Jacksonville that week. And
now that I appreciate, the totally unnecessary shot at Tebow. That's the Andy Hart I'm looking
for. I mean,
if
you're talking about bad quarterback play in the league, that's him.
I hear you. We have a lot more emails here. We have one more segment to go, so we have plenty of time to get to those. But again, Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. Give us some tweets, too. Make sure you have the hashtag PPGS. Andy's looking right now to see if there's anything good. We'll also talk to Eric Scalavino in a little while. All of that.
Do we have to?
Coming up after this final break.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with Cheese Combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it.
Go, Pats! What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go Pats!
Indeed, go Pats.
With Patriots Checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots Checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Hey guys, pumpkin coffee is back at Dunkin' Donuts.
Awesome. But what's with the guy behind you playing the timpani drum?
It's a big deal. Dunkin's pumpkin coffee is back for fall.
So you hired him to play every time you say pumpkin coffee?
And when I say something smart in a meeting.
This is big. Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for a hot or iced pumpkin coffee before it's gone. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Guys, I think the lady at Dunkin' Donuts is totally into me.
Why is that?
She made a delicious chicken salad sandwich just for me with celery and herbs on an oven-toasted croissant.
Yeah, they definitely do that for everyone.
Can I just enjoy this moment with Dunkin' Chicken Salad Woman in my heart?
Hurry in for Dunkin's new Bakery Fresh Chicken and Tuna Salad Sandwiches. They're hand-built just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. Getting sick of listening to Andy Hart?
If Numbnut in there were paying attention.
Well, we are too. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 and be heard. Or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to the man who never stops talking.
This is what you guys always do. You change my argument and put words in my mouth.
Andy Hart.
It's a good thing he stopped talking today. He hasn't gotten a sentence out without messing up at least one of the words.
We're back here on what show, Paul?
Blah, 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 blah. The JetBlue Patriots pregame social inside the
If you screwed that
Fresh
one up,
Podcast
you'd
studios.
Be out of here. Because if when I lay it up there for you, if you can't say it, then you're really in trouble.
You lash out. You're angry. You're
Jets
just
blue.
You're an angry.
Not today. They
you're
didn't.
An angry, angry little
Unless
man.
Unless they blow the lead, because that would be bad if they.
With no neck.
Lead.
Who was the guy that said? Toucher and Rich. He's this young guy with no neck.
I think they think I'm younger than I am, too. Sounds like by my voice they thought I was older than I was, and now that
At the risk
seen
of
me,
giving you a compliment, you do look younger than you are.
It's my boyish good looks.
You do.
I'm the all-American boy.
Whereas I, on the other hand, look 10 years older than I am, and I'm already old. So
I would say it's a 50-50 split here at the Jets JetBlue pregame social.
Wow! That's karma, baby!
Matt and I look younger than we are, and you two old coots with receding hairlines look older than you are.
Matt's not 17?
No, but he... How old are you, 22?
You do look young.
Matt is 22.
You look about 13.
Yeah, if you weren't so big.
You look about like the oversized 13-year-old.
You're just a big dude. And Kevin's got a little of the Pauly going where he looks like he's about,
he's
five to
fat,
7 years older than he is.
Somewhat bald.
I'd say he's fat, but he's got the little bald thing going.
He's a little poochy.
Poochy?
It's pooch.
Paunch. That's a paunch, not pooch.
Pooch, paunch. I didn't know it was the guy on Chips.
All right. Every week we have our Auto Trader.
Seven, Mary, three, and four.
We have our Auto Trader emailer of the week. And if you recall, while ago, AJ and Peabody with his checklist of all
things. Oh, I
see
how it is. Ooh, Paul's from Peabody. If you email from Peabody, he'll make sure you win a gift certificate.
Exactly.
Just because I didn't get an email from Dartmouth today.
He obviously was on board with you because he had a list of 15 plus some subheadings, things that he would want more than Eli Manning as his quarterback. Some of which included being blind. So shows you how much he thinks of
having
Eli
no
Manning.
Limbs was on there too.
I'm sorry?
Having no limbs was on there too.
Yeah. Yeah. So he takes your extreme stance about Eli Manning. But for that missive, he is this week's winner of the Auto Trader Emailer of the Week. And he receives a $100 gift card to the Patriots Pro Shop, courtesy of AutoTrader.com. And did you know, AJ, Andy, Matt, Kevin, before you leave, that AutoTrader.com has brand spanking new cars? Well, you do now. Compare new cars and even special offers side by side so you can find the perfect deal on the one car your head and heart agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace. Brings me to a quick aside, Andy.
I got
to
read
congratulations, AJ. Go ahead.
D_Megatran says he has a new nickname for Mayo. Gerard makes no playo.
you love those little
Kraft and Mayo
mindless
go
plays
together.
On word.
Now, the rest of this year, if he continues to not make plays, will people say, oh, he never came back from that knee injury?
Yes, I think they will.
Probably.
I think they will. For whatever
it's good
reason.
For him. It's an excuse.
I do want to tell a quick story, Andy. Yesterday, I don't know if I told you this, but I have my car loan, you know, which my car is almost 4 years old now. You get, you know, the coupon book that you get with a loan, you know, car loan or whatever. So I get about 4 or 5 months ago, I got to the last coupon in that book, which wasn't my final payment. And it says right on it, you know, this is not your final payment. You should receive a new book about 1 week prior to your next payment being due. If you don't, call, you know, an 800 line. So I wait a couple of months because I figure, well, it's going to be coming. And, you know, guys know how much I hate making those kinds of phone calls. So it's been a few months, and I said, well, I guess it's just not going to come. So I call yesterday real quick.
No!
I go through one of those, you know, 25-minute processes where I have to punch in about 85 different PINs and Social Security numbers and all kinds of stuff. Finally get to the person, explain to me what's going on. When was the loan? 2008. Oh, well, that goes through another department because evidently the bank has been bought by some other bank. So
no!
I got to go through the whole thing again. And finally she says, well, what does it say on your statement? Oh, first, I left out one good part. They asked me what the account number is, so I read off the loan number. That's not the number, she says to me. That's too long. I said, well, it says loan number. That's not the right number. I said, I'm reading you right off my payment stub. You know, and
so
yes.
The moral of this story, you fought another woman?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That just happens to be a unfortunate byproduct of the story. But anyway, we get to the whole end of the thing, and all I want is a new payment book. And she says, well, we can't do that, but what does it say in your statement? I said, I don't get a statement. It's one of those coupon books. You know, like student loans, Andy? Do you ever get a statement with your student loan?
I just got my student loan coupon book in the mail.
But you get a book, and you make the payment with your book. Now, everything is online. I don't even mail them in anymore. I pay it online. I don't get a statement every month. So I said, I don't really need a statement. I've never gotten one. Oh, well, I'll put that down there. I said, I said, tell you what. Just tell me when my last payment is. And she reads, you know, March of 2013. I said, fine. Because all I was worried about was whether or not it was a 4-year loan or a 5-year loan. And I knew the 4 years was coming up pretty soon. So it's a 5-year loan. So I still have a ways to go. It's unbelievable how little help you get from these people. End of rant.
Now you know how people feel when they call Patriots Football Weekly and speak with Carol Hardy. But that's a different topic for a different day.
You're just mean for the sake of being mean. That was another Andy Hart.
The truth is never mean.
Another Andy Hart rocket shot that you had to go to great lengths to make. What do you got on Twitter? Anything?
Well, some of the questions earlier, speculation, is some of the people that are either returning or debuting today and what we might expect to see out of some of them. Josh Barrett, Julian Edelman, Shane Vereen, maybe on kickoffs for Vereen, could be a factor there.
I wouldn't be opposed to seeing Shane Vereen get a chance.
I'd like to see one of those rookie running backs get a chance, whether it's Ridley or Vereen. I'd like to see Josh Barrett back in the secondary because I think he's the best, the king of the you-know-whats, as you like to call him.
I don't know why you have to keep saying that.
Because you say it.
I know, but, you know, it's really kind of an off-air thing.
Oh, I thought there was no difference between off-air and on-air.
Okay.
And Julian Edelman, will he be an impact guy in the punt return game? Maybe that has to do with Welker. You don't want Welker back there. Falk is out. You don't have any other returners, basically. If you don't want to use Welker because of the neck, Falk's not active. Taylor Price isn't active. I mean, you're limited, and you kind of have to have Edelman active.
Correct.
That was one of the things I wasn't taking into account. I didn't know Falk was going to be inactive.
No, that's true. I didn't know that either.
I was thinking Edelman might be inactive because I thought, well, you'll just put Falk back there. He's not going to be explosive, but he'll catch the ball and he'll get you the 4, 5, 6, 7 yards and call it a day.
I never gave Falk a second thought, even though he was appearing on the injury report.
But that's just because he just got off PUP.
Right, until Eric tweeted out that all the running backs were out there, but Falk wasn't.
I just assumed he didn't see him.
So, touche. McKeon is in Pennsylvania, and he says to quit knocking the defense, because the reality is that in their only two losses this season, it was Brady and the offense who sank the team. In Buffalo, the offense gave up 4 touchdowns. In Pittsburgh, they were pathetic. And in every game, Ocho fails to show up.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yes.
When did Pittsburgh punt?
The last play of the game.
28 seconds to go or something ridiculous like that?
Yes.
The defense wasn't pathetic. They gave up drives that regularly went 7 plays, 70 yards, 8, 9, 10 minutes.
Call the National Guard. The Jets are killing the Bills.
So the defense wasn't pathetic in Pittsburgh. I just want to ask.
It was pathetic.
Thank you.
It was the most pathetic 25-point allowing performance that you could possibly have. The reality is that when the offense plays like it usually does, the other team has to basically get 7 points every time they touch the ball. All the defense has to do is slow them down, just like we saw against the Cowboys. There's no reason not to think of this as a playoff-caliber team. Losing on the road to the AFC champs is not the end of the world. The Pats will come back hard against the Giants and continue to be extremely competitive this season. Thanks for kicking ass, says McKeon. I agree with his larger point. I just don't agree with giving the defense a pass for allowing the other team to possess the ball for 40 minutes in a game. We're creeping toward the end of the show here, so it's time to step inside the press box here at Gillette Stadium and find out what say Eric Scalavino about this contest.
Fellas, how's it going on the show today?
Fellas, it's been an excellent show with
I'm
a lot of phone calls.
I'm having trouble speaking.
Andy is, I think, having a brain aneurysm, and he's having a hard time formulating sentences, and I coughed up a lung about 3 times. But other than that, it's been great.
Okay, well, a listener contribution then, I hope.
Yes. This is where you're supposed where the listeners left off.
Warm up here. I know those, a lot of people in pregame were worried about Taylor Price's status, and you know we know now, obviously, that he's not going to be active, which means Chad Ochocinco is. And
the
so
price
far,
is wrong, bitch.
Well,
yeah.
Active is in quotes.
Yes, right. Activated, at least.
Right. He'll be on the sideline. He might get on the field, you know, 4 times and not catch a pass.
Right. And it's not been a good warm-up session for Ochocinco. It has, however...
You always make me laugh with that. So, is he dropping balls or?
Yeah.
Oh,
running routes that he's not supposed to against no defenders.
Really? How many
passes?
How many shots you think it took them to shoot those Zig-Tech commercials where he catches the ball? I mean, those must have been multi-day
seriously
shoots to try to get enough catches.
Well, it was before he got here, I would assume. So maybe he was doing better back then.
What happened when
we're
he got here?
About now.
What happened when he got here? How come he can't catch the ball anymore?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think he's putting too much pressure on himself. That's the only explanation I can give.
I'm sick of excuses. Catch the damn
ball. Anyway, moving on to other receivers. Julian Edelman looks like he's had a very good week of practice, and it's showing up in warm-ups here today. He was out one of the first players out here, actually, and looked very good. Running routes, looked crisp. Was
catching everything?
Very well. Yeah,
sticky fingers?
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to get a beat on Ron Brace because this is his first game today as well. He's gotten some reps, obviously with the 2 and 3 deep here on the defensive line. But a good chance he contributes today, guys, because Sean Ellis hurt his rib last week in Pittsburgh, didn't finish the game. He's out today, so and as we saw, Brandon Dedrick made his debut last week. I wouldn't be surprised if Brace has a role in this game today. Another note: it's been a couple of weeks since Josh Barrett has been in the lineup, and he's active today, but I still think James Ahedebo is going to get the start next to Patrick Chung in the secondary today.
Have they? Is that how they've lined up in the pregame, or has that happened yet?
Yeah, they did line up that way in the pregame, and also, you know, one of the things we like to look at when the position groups come out for warm-ups, they tend to do that separately, and when the defensive backs come out, generally it's been Patrick Chung who leads them. James Ahedebo was leading the charge today, which I thought was a little interesting.
I like Ahedebo. I think he's a good guy to have on a team. I'm just not sure he's a starting caliber, play-a-lot safety.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
You know, special teamer, good guy, good locker room guy.
Sure.
Now, did the Giants actually have 46 players to actually have in uniform?
I think they did, but it's good that you bring that up, Paul, because one of the players I was looking for was Jason Pierre-Paul. Obviously, he got concussed during the week in practice, bumping into a teammate. He was questionable, but he was among the game day actives today. He was out here earlier for pregame warm-ups and stretching when they stretched as a team. But then when they broke up to do their, you know, positional drills and then their team versus team warm-ups, he was not on the field among the two deep. I was looking all over for him, couldn't find him. So, you know, New York's pass rush obviously is the strength of that defense, and if they don't have Pierre-Paul, who's leading their team in sacks right now, that could be a bit of a hit for New York.
Looking back at the Patriots defense for a second, the pass rush, what did you see at that left defensive end spot? Obviously, Sean Ellis inactive. Are we going to see Mark Anderson maybe on earlier downs, more significant playing time?
Yeah, I think that's a good point, Andy, because he also was one of the very first players out here warming up. One of the first defensive players, I should say, warming up. The offense and the kickers were all out here very early. But, yeah, saw a lot of Mark Anderson early on. And I think that's a good observation. He might be one of the players we see more of, who typically was just a situational type guy in previous games, but maybe a little bit more active role today.
And I know you always like to keep an eye on the returners early in warm-ups, and then as they get into more team drills and stuff. What'd you see in that area today? We're going to see some Julian Edelman back on punts. We're going to see maybe some rookie running backs on kickoffs. What do you got?
Yeah, Ridley was out here doing his usual thing. Stephen Ridley obviously was out among them as well, but I liked what I saw to Julian Edelman. I think this is going to be a day for him today to come back. He's been out for a while. He had the troubles earlier this week, as we know, but I think this might be the kind of release he needs, and I think he's going to take it out on the Giants today, probably a little bit on offense as well, not just special teams.
All right, Eric, we are winding it down here, but we'll be joining you very, very shortly. Get a quick prediction before we let you go?
Yeah, I'm going with Patriots 23, Giants 19. Kind of an ugly game.
Close game.
Negativino, pick the Patriots. Negativino, pick the Patriots.
That's big. That's big. All right, we'll touch base upstairs in a few minutes, Eric. Thanks. Eric Scalavino, a little bit lower scoring than most of the predictions that we've seen.
Yeah, and a close game, too. 23-19. Yeah. Four-pointer.
Let's see here. Before we wrap it up, there's a few more emails here, and one's kind of long, but I want to get to it. It's from Giovanni in Chandler, Arizona. Paul and Andy, I was watching an episode of Nova the other day. Now, no one's ever used Paul and Andy and Nova in the same sentence. That was about physics and gravity and stuff.
Way over our heads already.
At one moment of the program, the host said, "You have to suspend your expectations and accept these facts." I instantly thought,
the defense stinks.
Wilson-Hart Power Index.
Ooh, nice.
I think the Pats will whoop the G women today. Not only do they have all the pattern stats, like beating the NFC, playing at home, and others, I just have a gut feeling. Insert joke about Fred's gut here. Oh, it's better him than me. Here are some ideas that vastly improve this team and the NFL. The Pats have the best offense in the league, right? Not statistically.
No, but they're in the mix.
They also have the worst defense, right?
True.
Not by scores, just by yards. So doesn't it make some sense to just put the Pats offense up against the Pats defense in Pats practice and make them play exhibition games? If the Pats offense kills the Pats defense enough, maybe out of pure shame and humiliation, the defense will improve itself.
Nah.
Here's another silly idea. Oh, it just says a silly idea. I thought, never mind, that I had while I was in a cab the other day. Why doesn't the NFL have player rentals? If you have an injured player at some position and need help, forget signing them or signing then cutting a guy. Just rent a player. Or better yet, why don't teams just do weekly trades? Like, hey, Lions, we need Calvin Johnson for a week. We're going up against Revis. You're going up against Buffalo? Take Welker for this week. Only kidding, but who knows. Last thing, stop being so damn negative, Pats fans. Every time I'm on curse words, I hear these fans talk. I feel like we're 2-5 instead of 5-2. Give it some time, fans. Stop being so whiny and start believing in the team you claim to be fans of. I don't mean to have a conniption like Anthony in Naples, but damn it, realistic or not, you're supposed to cheer for your team. As always, Andy and Paul are awesome, Jets are garbage, and Ken Walter rules.
And Paul coughs at the end of that email.
And Paul barely got that email in.
Proceed. Our power is, we found our kryptonite. It's the Patriots defense, because we asked for the fan tab customers, head on over and get the number up. And it went up momentarily, and now it's gone back down to 82. So
wow.
The defense is the dragging us down. No, I think it's just the defense is dragging us down, Paul.
Well, look what happened to the confidence of the Bills. They were 100% going in, and they're getting it handed to them, 27-10.
They do have 9 points.
Oh, they're going for 2. Sorry, it's only 27-9. I just assumed they would kick the extra point.
Could be 11 here in a moment. Could get into double digits. Doesn't matter. Let's look back at this game, Paul.
Okay.
Numbers aside, because I do believe those numbers tell you something, those trends. Boy, he's just going to cough his way through the end of the show. He's hacking, and he might die over here. But just the matchups. I don't think much of the Giants' defense other than their pass rush. Beyond that, I'm not a big fan of their defense. Patriots offense, I think, is good, not great. I don't think it's great right now. I don't think it's playing great football. There are some concerns. You may lose Gronkowski to blocking more, pass protection more, depending on how this goes. Welker may be a little nicked up with the neck injury, but I still think the Patriots offense is significantly better than the Giants defense. And I think you're going to run the ball, by the way. I think you're going to run the ball some today at that Giants defense for a lot of reasons, to balance it out, to help your defense out, help the pass protection out. So I think this will be a running day. I think you'll see both Ridley and Green Ellis get double-digit carries, potentially. I think you could see 15 for one, 10 for the other, whatever it may be. And then the Patriots defense, I'd be scared as hell if Nix was on the field. Because if you have Nix, Cruz, Manningham, to me that's a legitimate receiving core that's going to give you problems. But you take away their best player, to me that makes them infinitely more defendable. Manningham is not a guy that scares me. He's a solid guy. He can catch some passes. He's not going to make a ton of plays. And Cruz, I don't think, can carry an offense. I think he's a nice story, but I don't think he can carry an offense. They're going to get their yards. Don't get me wrong. They're going to find yards through the air because everybody finds yards through the air against this team. But is it enough? Is it enough to score every time you have the ball? Is it enough to put sevens on the board? Is it enough to keep up with whatever Brady's doing and maximize your opportunities? I just don't think so. And then my last thing that you won't agree with is I think Manning will make a couple mistakes. I think you're going to see a couple picks today from this defense. Hopefully, Devin McCourty is one of them as Paul swallows his elbow. Hopefully, Devin McCourty gets one. Maybe you can get some confidence rolling there. I don't know if you saw the stats on ESPN today.
I did.
Most thrown at in the NFL, most completions in the NFL, passer rating of 120-something. Everything, he's having a terrible year. We didn't need anybody to tell us that, but the numbers just confirm what our eyeballs told us. I'd like to see him get an fumble. I mean, onside kick and oh my god, how did he miss that?
And Jarrell Revis gets it. Like
live action
else.
Play. The Bills guy had the ball there. It was bouncing right in front of him.
I know.
Good lord!
Wow, your voice is really
that one for six.
He could have.
What happened there?
I get you back in the game in a hurry.
How did he not catch that?
Did you see the one that Texas A&M kid botched yesterday from the Oklahoma game? Oh, that was. Like Jackie Smith, he must have been the sickest man in America.
So the Bills just lost any chance they had at a miracle comeback.
It was a penalty on them anyway.
It's kind of like the Patriots. Offsides, and you couldn't execute the onside kick. But anyway, all those reasons, matchup-wise, injuries-wise, everything tell me the Patriots are going to win this football game today. I don't know if that's enough to win the Super Bowl like Sports Illustrated thinks they're going to do still. I'm not making that long-term commitment. I'm not even committing to the fact that I will be saying the Patriots will win next week when they take on this Jets team that looks like they're getting a little swagger back on defense. All I'm committing to is, for more than just the streaks and the numbers, I expect the New England Patriots to win today. 35-21, I said it earlier. They cover, they go the over, and they win.
27-20 is my pick, and the injuries are the biggest reason why. And I also think that your Manning mistakes might come because he might try to do too much today because he doesn't have anything out there with him to help him. Missing his number one back, his number one receiver, I think, and also his starting center. So that's a lot to overcome. Real quick, Matt, why don't you give us a quick poll update before we wrap this puppy up?
All right, we went with which player will be today's MVP? Tom Brady, Brandon Spikes, Wes Welker, Andre Carter, Rob Gronkowski. Kind of surprising on this one.
I'm going with Brady. I think Brady's usually a safe pick.
No,
Welker.
Nope.
Gronk.
G-Force.
Brandon Spikes with 31%.
That's insanity.
The entire Spikes family vote?
And then three-way tie for second between Brady, Carter, and Gronkowski, and Welker rounded it out at 13%.
Wow. What is going on? I mean, Brandon Spikes has played better of late. There's no doubt about that. But he hasn't played at even a game MVP level. He makes tackles. He makes some plays in the backfield occasionally. If he's going to do that, I got to expect two interceptions returned for touchdowns. That's what I got to expect. And with Eli Manning and the Jag quarterback that he is playing, he might get that opportunity.
Yeah, I just don't see them running the ball enough to give Brandon Spikes an opportunity to to be the MVP of the game. But as always, when we hit to the end of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, the fun is not over, Andy, because make sure that you get right on over to Patriots.com and click on Kirsch Words and follow the game there with our illustrious leader, Jake Steele. You know, I don't know, Jake Steele, Cadillac crime fighter. The PFW publisher and editor-in-chief will take you through the football game. And try not to be so suicidal this week. Let's stay a little bit more balanced. If the Patriots fall behind, it's not the end of the world. Last week, a lot of negativity. I don't think we need that this week. So make sure to get to Kirsch Words and follow the game from there. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social. We will be back, barring any further power outages in the future. But keep in mind, the next 2 weeks, I believe. I know next week.
Night
Jets.
Games.
They're night games, so we'll be
Sunday
a little bit later.
Sunday and Monday night. You can eat dinner with Paul and Andy,
we'll,
baby.
We'll have a 6 o'clock Eastern time next Sunday night. Looking forward to the Jets game at the Meadowlands.
So and enjoy Stephen Ridley's breakout day here at Gillette Stadium.
Thanks to all for taking part. We'll see you next week.
This has been the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the New York Football Giants.
Brady takes the snap, looks, fires, end zone, yeah! Touchdown!
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Brady, play action fake, fires to the right, wide open, Gronkowski, and he's in! Touchdown!
We look forward to hearing from you on next week's edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.